It's why we can't have.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, this is a dangerous time of year to be dallying on the dirty side of things, certainly with Mr. Claus watching. And he didn't have to look far. Late last week in Lewisville, Texas. We go north of the Dallas side. It is not a good time right now if you are an undocumented immigrant in the country. It is not a good time to get into a car accident if you're undocumented. And it's really not a good time to get into a car accident if you're undocumented and that car that you hit with yours just happens to be a vehicle that's in the service of Immigration Customs and Enforcement. That would be exactly what happened this past Friday in Lewisville. Yep. Hit an ICE vehicle. And the unnamed individual that struck that vehicle, well, I don't know where he's going here. Dum, 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 dum. Probably somewhere really soon.
You know, Santa usually on his best behavior, but I have a feeling there may be an imposter among us. This all happened in Baku, pardon me.
Nailed it.
Azerbaijan. Thank you. Santa got a little scrappy and began fighting with another customer at a grocery store. So who was his opponent, you ask? Another Santa Claus.
Whoa.
There was pushing, there was shoving right near the produce department. Security had to get involved. No injuries were reported, and they're calling it a territorial dispute. Oh, Santa gang action.
That's
excuse me.
It's too many clauses there. It's claustrophobia.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to sunny South Dallas. This over the weekend, a Dallas woman has been arrested after she allegedly set a house on fire. But they're pretty sure that it was her, 37-year-old Jermicia Murphy, because she readily admitted to starting the fire at the scene.
Okay.
When the fire department showed up to put it out there from the Dallas Fire Department. But she wasn't done there. No, she wanted everybody to know who did it. And then she didn't want it put out. So she used a knife to stab the fire hose just along the hose as the crews were battling the blaze.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was like one of those. It was like one of those kid toys you'd play in the front yard with the water that goes through it and shoots out. No injuries reported. The house was unoccupied, and Murphy is, she lives in the Dallas jail.
Dum, 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 dum,
that's where she is.
So I'm not saying McDonald's isn't fun, but do you really need a Grinch Happy Meal if you're a grown adult? The answer is apparently so. They're causing chaos at Golden Arches locations from sea to shining sea. The lines are long. Some locations selling out by noon, but they do come with a Big Mac, 10-piece McNuggets, or a Grinch McShaker fries, as well as a pair of themed socks.
Don't ask me how I know, but they're hard to get on.
Okay, all right.
Dum, 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 dum.
And maybe a little bit of
shame
on my part.
You don't need any of that, no.
Shame.
Eat your ham sandwich from home.
It's been a rough fourth quarter, as they say, for the Louvre. The famed museum there in Paris, of course, as we know, a month or so ago, the big old heist. And it turns out we found out their password was literally the word Louvre, all that stuff. Well, now hundreds of works have been damaged at the Louvre in Paris when a pipe burst because of already flooding in the area. You know, a lot of it's like underground. Well, the flooding last week damaged at least 300 to 400 works in one of the Egyptian antiquities libraries in the museum. A couple of affected pieces are deemed priceless. I think they should just, you know, convert it and start. You know, see what Trader's Village did in Arlington? Do that,
dum,
Paris.
Dum, 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 dum.
And just start selling the stuff.
So we had the Flying J truck stop baby last week, but this week we're moving on to somewhere much more festive. Bass Pro is all decked out for the holidays, which is very exciting because a woman went into labor right in the store. She had a nature-inspired birth right next to the Wonders of Wildlife Museum's fish tanks. The emergency responder was on the phone, but the baby could not wait. popped out right there, and the whole process took less than 5 minutes.
You really can get everything there, man. Well done, everyone. That's actually a pretty safe place to have one, though.
Yeah, where was Santa in all this?
There's going to be a lot of people that can roll out their sleeves and get stuff done out there. Or just, you know. Well, they do some noodling and whatnot. All right, here we go. Let's finish up in a $50 update. Thank you. We may remember from last week the story of the Auckland, New Zealand gentleman that went 32 years old into a jewelry store and gulped this $20,000 James Bond Fabergé egg pendant. 18-karat gold egg, 60 white diamonds, 15 blue sapphires. Surprised it's only that much, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
Well, after 6 days of waiting, ladies and gentlemen, the New Zealand officers have reported that that they have retrieved the Fabergé egg. The thief is facing charges of theft. Why? He gave it back. Dum, 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 dum. I mean.